Hi, I'm Yona Stamatis, Assistant Professor of Ethnomusicology at the University of Illinois, Springfield. I'm delighted to have with me in the studio today a wonderful group of friends. I am joined by Trevor Orthman, the Executive Director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. How do you do?
Great.
Matt Shepard, Music Director of the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony, and he is joining us actually on the telephone. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Yona.
And Julie Ratz, the Artistic Director of the Springfield Ballet Company. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We have gathered today to tell you about a beloved Springfield holiday tradition that is just around the corner, and that is the Holiday Pops in the Heartland concert that will take place on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. in Sangamon Auditorium here on the campus of the University of Illinois, Springfield. Now, this concert is a great hit every year, and one of the reasons is that it is truly a community effort. Trevor, as executive director of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, I am sure you played an integral role in organizing the event. What can we expect at this concert?
Well, our Holiday Pops in the Heartland concert planning started actually last spring as Alistair contacts the organizations that he would like to see if they would be interested in working with us for this great holiday tradition. And this year we have the Illinois State University Concert Choir joining us from Bloomington Normal and their director, Carol Carlson. They were here two seasons ago to perform on the holiday concert along with the Springfield Ballet, the Springfield Youth Performance Group, and the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony. So we have, you know, four partners for this concert, and it's just great to put together a program like this that involves so many people from the community.
That's fantastic. And I'd love to talk in a bit more detail about the music in a moment. But before we do, Matthew Shepard is here on the line. And, of course, you are the new artistic director and conductor of the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony Orchestra, which will be participating in this concert. Would you tell us just briefly a bit about your musical background and how you found your way to Springfield, Illinois?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So my musical background, I started out as an aspiring high school band director, which was particularly interesting given that I'm a violinist by trade. Oh. And I pursued a degree in music education as well as in music performance at Penn State University. And after that, when I started conducting, I realized that conducting for me was that perfect combination of performance and education that I had really been looking for while I was searching for schools and planning my career. And so from then, it was a pretty easy step, interestingly enough, from Pennsylvania to Illinois to study at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign. And after I had been there for a few years, there was a job opening in Springfield with the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony. And I was very fortunate to apply and be offered the position there.
Wonderful. And we're so happy to have you. And of course, the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony is such an important organization, providing opportunity for Springfield youth to play in orchestras, as I know that's not offered, unfortunately, in our public schools. So Matt, would you tell us a bit about the role of the Youth Symphony in this holiday Pops concert?
Sure. Well, we're very excited to have a chance to play with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. The kids have been excited about it from the very beginning of the year. Anytime that we mention the name Illinois Symphony Orchestra, they get all excited in rehearsals, whether it's talking about how Alistair is coming in to work with them, or whether it's through having some Illinois Symphony Orchestra mentors come in and coach our students. So they're just thrilled about the opportunity. And the way that they'll be working with the ISO, these students will, of course, be there for the first half of the concert as audience members and thrilled participants of the great holiday festivities. And then for the second half of the concert, the ISO has offered a chance for the Sangamon Valley Youth Symphony musicians to come on stage with them and perform in a side-by-side with two pieces. One is a version of Let It Snow, and the other is a Fantasia on Green Sleeves. The two widely contrasting pieces, both greatly appropriate for the holidays and offering wonderful opportunities for collaboration between the two organizations.
And I know there's a lot of pieces on the program that the audience is sure to recognize. Would anybody like to speak to some of those selections? I know there's Green Sleeves and Turkey in the Straw, and what else can we expect?
A lot of the old American songs from Aaron Copland, Ching-a-ring Chaw, At the River, to really be part of the first half, the Thanksgiving portion of it, as well as to close the first half, God Bless America. So, you know, many of the pieces will be sing-along pieces also during the program, so the audience will really get to be a part of the program, and just adds to that experience.
And now, Julie, who's, of course, you're the artistic director of the Springfield Ballet Company.
Yes.
Your dancers are also participating in the concert. Tell us how.
Well, we're really excited to perform to Rodeo by Copland in the first act, and it's an original piece that I choreographed for us to perform with the symphony. And then in the second act, the more Christmas-oriented part of the act of the show, we have three excerpts, divertissements from the Nutcracker. And so last year, we were so lucky to be accompanied by the whole, you know, chamber for the Illinois Symphony Orchestra for the Nutcracker, and so we're going to do the Sugar Plum Fairy variation, as well as Spanish chocolate and Chinese tea.
Wow. And I'm interested in that hoedown selection. And are they actually dancing a hoedown, or is it another version?
It's kind of a contemporary ballet. It has a little bit of folk dance to it. But it's just four dancers because the space is very small. But I think it's fun. You know, it's a piece that lends itself very well to dance.
And, you know, one of the most wonderful aspects of American culture is its multiculturalism. And I see that on the program you've got pieces that represent diverse cultures. Would you perhaps talk a bit about the selections?
Sure. We also have, you know, one sort of centerpiece on the program is music for the Festival of Light celebrating Hanukkah. This piece was written for the symphony by Aaron Harlap, commissioned by Lisa and Stephen Stone from Springfield. And so this will be, you know, part of the first half of the program, and is just also, you know, looking at the Hanukkah season. Also, We Are Lights will be performed. So that really, you know, is the centerpiece for the Jewish tradition in the community.
Wonderful. And of course, the selections also from the Nutcracker.
Yes.
Are also inherently multicultural.
That's right.
Wonderful. Well, what better way to begin the holiday season than by listening to the Holiday Pops in the Heartland Concert? This is a major community collaboration between the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, the Illinois State University Concert Choir, the Springfield Valley Youth Symphony, the Springfield Ballet Company, and the Springfield Youth Performance Group. My goodness. So if you're not one of the people who is already performing in the concert, you're one of the few, be sure not to miss out on the fun. Again, the concert will take place in Sangamon Auditorium on Saturday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. This, of course, is a family event, and kids of all ages are welcome. To reserve your ticket, please visit the website of Sangamon Auditorium at sangamonauditorium.org or call the box office at 217-206-6160. I'm Yonah Stamatis, and I'll see you at the concert.